In Mexico, there's been a surge of COVID-19 cases that is straining the country's underfunded public health system and taking a toll on frontline healthcare workers. NPR's Carrie Kahn has been checking in with two of them, a doctor and a nurse, and they've been telling her about their experiences.
Mi nombre es Silvia Rosa Saucedo. Trabajo en el Hospital General de Tijuana. Soy enfermera.
Silvia Rosa Saucedo is a nurse at Tijuana's General Hospital. She's 40 and has worked there for 14 years.
Acabo de terminar mi turno en el hospital.
I first spoke with Rosas one day in late April as she was coming off her morning shift. She sent me videos of successes on the COVID floor where she worked. The whole staff applauds as a recovered patient is discharged. A month later, as cases in Mexico began to rise steeply, COVID patients took over six of the hospital's eight floors. Rosas, who makes less than $200 a week, cares for the most critical. All are intubated and unconscious.
Antes de que entraran en que iban a estar inconscientes, ellos pusieron su confianza en nosotros.
Before we sedate them and put them in this induced coma, you can see them putting all their trust in us. So while they can't respond, we just do everything we can to get them better.
Through the weeks I've spoken to Rosas, she doesn't complain despite the challenging circumstances. She's still waiting to get her high-risk work bonus. And on a recent day off I spoke with her, Rosas was at the hospital comforting distraught relatives outside and taking their notes inside to read to their loved ones.
No sé si me escuchen, pero les hago saber que hay personas
I don't
que
know if they can hear me, but I just let them know that there is someone outside waiting for them.
Perdón.
Sorry.
Que es importante que
that is important for them to keep fighting.
Rosa says these days few patients survive on her floor. Her city, Tijuana, is one of the country's coronavirus hotspots. Another is the capital.
I'm Magali Carmona. I'm a nephrologist in Mexico City.
Carmona is 33 and works 14-hour days in the dialysis unit and on the COVID floor at Dr. Carlos McGregor Hospital. She makes about $2,000 a month. Her skills are in high demand now because of what coronavirus can do to kidneys.
Many patients are intubated and they cannot go down to the hemodialysis unit, so we move the machine next to their bed and try to help them as much as we can.
Carmona says as cases have hit record levels, earlier this month more than 1,000 deaths were reported in just one day, her hospital jumped from about 40% of beds filled to near capacity. She says the ICU is full.
One patient told me you can smell death in the hospital, and that's something hard to believe and to see.
Carmona has seen many colleagues get sick. More than 200 Mexican healthcare workers have now died. She buys her own protective gear that she says is better than the hospital's. Silvia Rosas and her fellow nurses in Tijuana launched a donation drive for masks and gowns. Both women are used to making do in Mexico's public health system. Carmona, though, did make a comment about a Mexican governor who got tested after an aide fell ill, while medical workers like herself don't get tested.
We are in the front line, right? And just because you are a politician, you get tested and you don't have symptoms, that's really hard to see.
Nurse Rosas hasn't been tested either. When the pandemic began, she slept in her minivan to protect her husband and five children. Then she took up an offer of a free hotel room. But when Mexico began easing its lockdown June 1st, the hotel took the room back.
Pues yo estoy tomando las precauciones ahorita para regresar a mi casa.
Rosas is now back sleeping at home, but keeping her distance from her family. Dr. Carmona is also worried about bringing the virus home. She lives with her parents. And she's frustrated by officials downplaying the severity of the pandemic right now. The president recently said Mexico had tamed the virus.
That's not the truth. It's not okay to say that. But people who are working every day in their units, every day in the floor, so those are the people that really know what's going on.
Nurse Rosas is frustrated seeing so many people out on the streets without masks.
People don't value their lives or the huge effort we made. We are all going to have to learn how to live with this virus.
Because, she says, it will be with us for a very long time. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.